This is the third and final lecture of the unit on acquiring clinical process knowledge. It starts with the process inventory and goes through creating the initial meeting summary report. A process inventory is a list of the main processes used by a practice. You can always start from this list of common processes and add to them with others that are specific to the practice you are working with. If there are more than 20 or 30 processes on your inventory for a practice, you may be working at too detailed a level. If the practice consists of multiple specialties, you will have a larger number of processes on the inventory, and the analysis will take longer. After these instructions, pause the slides. Read the scenarios listed on the slide. They should be included in your course materials. Pretend that these scenarios represent all of the services that a clinic performs. Make a list of the processes. After you have finished, restart the slides, and on the next slides we will go over the results. Pause the slides now. In a real clinic setting, you will have your list of common processes and can make a list or quick one-page diagram of all the functions the clinic performs. In this exercise, you did not have that opportunity and had to go by what was explicitly stated in the scenario and what other processes are implied. For example, patient visit was implied because the patient came to the clinic. Similarly, billing was implied because there is usually a bill where a service is performed. Even in a real clinic setting, you will need to follow up on implied processes to find out if they should be a part of your analysis. For each process, the main activities, roles, locations, flow, and information needs are identified, i.e., this is the knowledge that needs to be acquired. Further, knowledge acquisition and analysis, covered in a separate unit, are intertwined. To analyze a process with the goal of health information technology implementation, you will need to identify which of several common process variations are in use at a clinic and what the likely exceptions are. This information is elicited during knowledge acquisition. Exercises on doing this are in the process analysis unit. A complete analysis of a process is one that takes into account each process participant's point of view, especially patients. The act of acquiring the knowledge is just as important as the resulting diagrams or other process documentation. An analyst goes through a period of learning when they seek the information to create process diagrams, delineating the process steps, their sequence, how that sequence is decided, who or what performs the process steps, where they are performed, and what the information needs are is a structured way for analysts and practice staff alike to view the process from a different perspective. The act of reducing a process down to these aspects prompts questions about why the process is done that way or why a task is done at all. The act of acquiring knowledge is often where process problems or opportunities for improvement are identified. A simple story illustrates this. I met a process analyst at a recent meeting. The analyst told a story about a visit that he made to a clinic practice for the purpose of process analyst. He observed several members of the practice as they performed their jobs. The analyst noticed that the receptionist made a copy of each patient's insurance card for their chart. For everyone, about 50 per day, she went to the copier at the opposite end of the office. Upon observation, it was obvious that getting a small copier for the front desk would save a lot of time. Time that could be used by the receptionist to return patient calls or respond to calls for appointments faster. The analyst made this simple suggestion based on his observation. That is, in the process of gathering information to create process diagrams. The diagrams do not in themselves impart any magic. The magic happens when we use a structured way to think about processes, and there are many such ways. The diagrams are a good way to document and communicate the results of this process. For each process in your inventory, identify process participants, facility procedural manual, and information used and produced in the process. After these instructions, pause the slide. Read the scenario on the slide and make a list of the process participants. Indicate which individual or individuals you would interview or observe to gather information about the process. After you have finished, restart the slides, and on the next slide, we will go over the results. Pause the slides now. The process participants who are explicitly mentioned in the scenario include patient Patty, Dr. Dan, and receptionist Ronald. Patient Patty is not appropriate to interview because although she interacts with the appointment scheduling process, she has no knowledge of the clinic's procedures for appointment scheduling. That is, what is supposed to happen, how long should it take, and regulatory or other constraints that may help from the clinic's procedures. While the voice of the customer is very necessary for process improvement, customers are not a source from which to acquire organizational knowledge. Dr. Dan is also not a good choice. He may or may not have the process knowledge, and important providers are very busy. If there is a equally knowledgeable source, the less busy source should be used. Receptionist Ronald should definitely be interviewed to acquire information about the process. Importantly, there is a process owner, someone who is responsible for the proper operation and management of the process. This is likely receptionist Ronald's manager. The process owner will be the most knowledgeable source of information. Further, if this clinic is at a high CMM level, they will have documented procedures. Where documented procedures exist, they should be used to minimize the time required of clinic staff for interviews and observations. In addition to identifying the people that you need to get information from, you will need to decide how, that is, by what methodology, you will obtain the information. We will cover four main ways of obtaining process information from clinic providers and staff. The four ways are observation, process walkthrough, interviews, and reading documents. By observation, we mean simply watching people do the process. The process walkthrough, or structured observation, means that you pretend you are the object of the process and you literally move through the organization as the object would. For example, if it is appointment scheduling, you act as the patient and go through the scheduling part. When it comes to the steps performed by the receptionist you go to their workstation and see what they do. The point is that in a walkthrough, you experience the process. The structure of you following the process helps assure that nothing is left out. This is personally our favorite, because with interview methods, it is hard to ask the questions to elicit all the information you need, and it is easy to leave things out. The third is interviews. Interviews including structured versus unstructured interviews, as well as interviews or interactions with groups versus individuals. And finally, reading documents. I keep 6 honest serving men. They taught me all I know. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who. This is by Rudyard Kipling. Poetry aside, questions are at the heart of knowledge acquisition. Although it might seem like the most important question is, what question should I ask? The more informative question for the analyst to ask is actually, what do I need to know? The first questions you ask during your initial meeting with a clinic should concentrate on getting the list of core processes that a clinic performs and which ones are critical to patient care, high volume, and could be greatly improved by health information technology. Think about what information you need to know to complete a one-page diagram with the name of each of the clinic functions or services. This will come naturally if you take out a sheet of paper during the meeting and work on the diagram with the practice providers and staff. After you have identified the important processes and expanded this list to include major process variations, you can turn attention to each process. For each process, the analyst needs to know who performs the process, what the steps of the process are, what exceptions occur, what information is needed for each step, when the process starts, where the steps take place, and how each step of the process is performed and in what order things happen. A process walkthrough lets you experience this information, and questions come naturally when at each step you make sure you understand the who, what, when, where, and how, and even why. In a walkthrough, you easily identify the process participants. This alerts the analyst to consider the perspective of each participant. For example, what the patient experience is in scheduling versus what the receptionist experience is. Your initial meeting will often be with the practice manager or the individual charged with the EMR selection. This meeting can be short, 2 to 3 hours, depending on whether or not you had introductions with practice providers and staff. In this initial meeting, you can complete your collection of mission and vision information, create the clinic context diagram, and start the process inventory. For visit 2, you will likely meet with more people, or at least interact with people in your use process walkthrough or interviews to gather information. For visits 2 through 3 or 4 or more, depending on the practice size and the number of processes, you will need the list of processes to walk through, the list of process participants or roles to observe and or question, and finally, the list of questions for each participant or role. Initiating a relationship with the clinic is a very important step. Many clinics do not have experience with technology implementations and do not know what to expect. This also means that you need to use plain everyday language to explain the process, what you will do, what you need from the clinic, and what the clinic should expect. Your employer will likely have information prepared for clinics about what to expect. The following are things that can help your initial meeting with a clinic go well. First, obtain from your employer a scope of work that you are expected to perform for or with representatives from the clinic. Go over this in detail with the primary clinic representative. You should not expect that they will communicate this information to everyone you will meet with. For this reason, when you meet new people from the clinic, it is helpful to have a brief 2 to 3 sentence elevator speech description of what you are doing and how they will be involved. At your first meeting, review your scope of work with the primary clinic representative. What you will do, what you need for the clinic to do, that is, set aside time for meetings, interruptions, or half Saturdays for process walkthroughs, and how long your work, the project, meetings, and interruptions will take. Next, review with what the clinic should expect with respect to their time commitment and what your deliverables are. That is, go over your knowledge acquisition plan. Provide an agenda in advance of all meetings. Remember that your work will cause interruptions to the clinic's busy schedule. Common barriers that you will encounter include concern about change, clinic time and resource constraints, your time and resource constraints, and a lack of computer literacy in the staff. Concern about change is real and stems from things like fear of job loss, fear of not being good at the new job responsibilities, fear of computers, fear of not having access to information that they have now in paper form. That is, their inability to use a computer will limit access to information. These are real concerns. The way to overcome them is to involve clinic staff in your work and, with clinic leadership, provide them information about what changes to expect, what training or other assistance is going to be available. Clinic resource constraints are a large barrier. Your knowledge acquisition work will require time from clinic staff. Doing process walkthroughs may require staff to come in after hours. All of these things cost the clinic money or cause inconvenience for the clinic staff. In a busy clinic setting, these resources are scarce. Analyst resource constraints are also a barrier. Either the clinic is paying for your services, or your employer is funded by the government to provide services, or some combination of both. Either way, there will be more processes to acquire knowledge about and analyze than you have time for. To overcome this, work with the clinic to prioritize the processes that are analyzed in the allotted time. While you might think that lack of computer literacy will only be a factor after implementation of an EMR, think again. People with no computer experience will not be able to conceptualize how their workflow will be different with a computer. They will not have an experience base to alert you to process issues that might impact your analysis, and they may not understand some of what you say. When they do not understand, they will later be surprised, and surprises are not good. After meeting with a clinic, you will likely need to provide a report to document your work to date. The Knowledge Acquisition Report should contain information about the meeting, the dates, participants, processes documented on each date, the context diagram, your process inventory, and any process diagrams you may have. In Lecture 4C, we have covered the following: creating a process inventory, identifying process participants, different methods of obtaining information, creating questions for knowledge acquisition visits, creating a knowledge acquisition plan, initiating a relationship with a clinic, barriers to knowledge acquisition, and the meeting summary report. These references are provided for your use and were used in the development of this lecture.